Well, Chris, in falling match, a fantastic result, and especially in that first half. How do you sum up that game? You know, against Barrytown United, who were 9 points ahead of us at the start of the game. You'd have looked at it the other way round after that result.
Yeah, it's a huge result, a brilliant result really for us. We look delighted. I think it was a perfect afternoon really. I think everything, you know, that could have gone right for us did. You know, we did a lot of work in the week. We expected Barry to pay us a compliment and change their shape to counteract us. Because you know, we've been very dominant in the previous two games. And when we lost down at Barry, we were dominant within our shape, and we expect them to change their shape. We worked hard on counteracting that this week, and you know, full credit to Callum and Cads as well, because you know, they do a lot of work with the players, and you know, the tactical plan was brilliant. And it's all right having the tactical plan beforehand, but you know, the players have gone and executed it brilliantly well. And you know, we scored three. Well, I think probably in the end we could have scored six or seven. Such was our dominance, really. And you know, it was a really, really positive performance from us. Delighted. You know, we've gone with the third best team in the league. They're going for the title, and as I say, we've gone and beat them 3-0 and been fantastic and well worth it as well, because they're a really good team. You know, they're a really good team. So you know, we can take the credits and take the plaudits today. Well, the players can, because they've gone out, delivered on the game plan, executed it and been fantastic.
I think another plus as well was in the second half, where because half-time can change sides. You know, for Barry, they could have been more motivated to try and come back. But with Newtown, they kept creating more opportunities and they probably could have scored more goals. So that must have been a great positive, knowing that they were playing the whole 90 minutes.
Yeah, but I think at half-time, you know, the game changes. They'll obviously, you know, all have a few words in their dressing room, I'm sure, and they come out with a different attitude, if you like. But you know, we managed that, saw through the first 5 or 10 minutes, had a couple of chances with Joe Kenton, made the keeper make a save, we've hit the post, hit the crossbar, and we kind of weathered this, if you want to call it, a storm of what there was. So, look, it's a good win, and it's a big win for us. And, you know, what will be, but, you know, we're in this top six on merit, and we're proving that, and that's it, and that's the important thing.
Absolutely, and Amadi got both goals from the penalty spot, and especially the second goal he scored with the chip over the keeper just shows how confident he is, and that must have been quite a challenge for him, you know, having to try and trick the goalkeeper twice.
Yeah, look, I'm unsure whether I'm happy or not about it, to be honest, but look, it's gone in the back of the net, and that's the objective of a penalty kick. And it was probably because he'd just taken one sort of 5-10 minutes earlier. You probably have that in the back of your brain, trying to double guess the goalkeeper, like you say, James. But, you know, look, it was important, you know, but the penalties have come from pressure. You know, Joe Kenton running in behind, causing the problems like he did at the start of the season. That's why we went with Joe. Just we thought his pace might unsettle him. You know, the third goal, the second penalty, you know, Alex Fletcher winning the second ball on the edge of the box, breaking into the box, being fouled. You know, the second goal is an excellent goal. Great team goal, great composure by Joe to pick the right pass, and then Alex with a great finish in the bottom. So we scored some good goals today. All right, we scored two penalties, but the build-up to the penalties and how it's come about is you know, is really pleasing, because we just had a feeling the way that they played with their back three that Joe might unsettle them, and that's the way it proved. And you know, I thought, you know, he's been patient, Joe. He hasn't played probably as much football as he likes since the top six, but you know, he's come in today and he's done really, really well. But, you know, look, it's difficult to pick one out because it's a real team effort, because it has to be, because you're playing against a very, very, very good team. A very good team. You know, they're not third in the league, going for the league for no reason. And, you know, I thought we were completely dominant today, and it was a fantastic 3 points for us.
Dave Jones got his clean sheet in his return, so can't have asked for more, could he, really?
No, and I think that's the telling stat for me, really, is that, you know, I don't think we've had a shot on target. You know, they've had a shot in the 90-odd minute they probably should have scored. It's gone over the bar. But other than that, you know, we've kept the really good team to minimum, kept the clean sheet. And that's probably the first four games we haven't done that. You know, we've been leaking goals. But you really should expect, because you're playing against some good teams, but today to come against a top team and keep a clean sheet and also win the game is pleasing. And it's a good day for everyone at the club.
Perfect. And final thoughts after this match?
Yeah, look, the final thoughts are, you know, it's a big win, really important win for us. And you know, it, like I said, it proves to people that, you know, we're here on merit. You know, people might look at that and go, blimmin' heck, you know, Barry have lost at Newtown. We didn't see that coming. You know, Barry are going for the lead. But that wasn't a fluke today. You know, that wasn't a fluke. That was a really good team playing really well on the day and fully deserving to beat a really good team and get their 3 points. So, you know, I hope my players and get the credit and my staff get credit, because, you know, everything this week has been building towards, for the last 2 weeks has been building towards this game. And I thought we were excellent today. Fantastic. And you know, now we'll go into Connors Quay next Friday, which will be a really, really tough game, because they're a top team as well. And that's what happens every week. You're playing against top teams and you want to be in the top six, and you know, we're here on merit, and you know, if we keep putting performances on that, who knows what's going to happen.
Top man. It keeps going off.